This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Is it now champion's pose? TJ Watt, highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history, as he signed a massive extension yesterday. Normally, it'd be great to have Ken Carmen come in and talk about that, but he is getting a procedure today. Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Lloyd is in for Ken Carmen. We will talk TJ Watt and the rivalry with Myles Garrett. Does he take a step forward here? We have plenty to talk about today, but I have to first welcome in my good buddy, Jason Lloyd of The Athletic. Jason, welcome in.
I texted Ken yesterday and said, rest in peace to your man parts.
Did you get that done?
No, I didn't.
You were playing with fire.
I like to roll the dice.
Boy.
I'm a Vegas guy.
No kidding.
Like to throw the dice, see what comes up.
What, did you get talked out of it or what? When all your buddies, didn't they have it done?
I don't know. We never really had that conversation.
That's the only conversation me and my buddies have been having for the last few years.
Did you get it done?
Yes.
Oh, I think yes, I remember I that. Did. It was relatively recent, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was because we rescheduled it. It was, I don't know, was it 3 months ago, whatever. Came into work afterwards, went right there, had a lot of awkward conversation with the doctor, had quite a scene inside the room. They had stadium bleachers set up, much like the
PSLs
episode.
Or no PSLs?
Well, in this one, I don't know what people paid, but they got their money's worth. Okay. There's no doubt, because I got it taken care of. And I drove myself home. Kenny, on the other hand, today, day off of work. I believe he is getting ushered in. Who's driving him?
Oh, yeah, they're sending a driver in for him,
right? I think he's got a driver. Yeah. Maybe Odyssey's paying for that. Not sure. But he's going to get it taken care of. I reminded him, once they finish the right side, you think, oh, it's over.
Yeah.
And then you forget, oh, yeah, the doctor has to go down to the end of the leg, to the foot. Then he pivots and comes up and goes, all right, second time around. And then it's over after that. But it's no big deal. It was no big deal.
I never had it.
I think he might try to call in today. Of course, we have a cavalcade of individuals that are going to be a part of the show today. We're very excited. We're going to be talking to Curtis Danberg at 7 o'clock, Nathan Zagura at 9 o'clock, and a special treat, a new sport here in the Buckeye State, sanctioned sport, as believe it or not, folks, Ohio has become the 17th state in the nation to officially sanction girls flag football as a varsity sport. In fact, they will be handing out hardware starting in 2026. To talk about that and so much more, Jason Lloyd, of course, I got Owen in here. Mitch is running around trying to cover the Coldplay story from all angles, as this has been a national firestorm. But Jason, that's not where I wanted to start, because I talked to you yesterday on the phone, and where were you, or what were you in the process of doing?
I don't remember. Oh, what was that, when I was trying to assemble a travel baseball team?
You were doing that indeed. And then I started throwing numbers at you, because I've been doing the deep dive. I read a New York Times piece, I believe, about how youth sports... Now the price range, roughly, was it $42 billion that it's worth, and the private equity is now getting involved. And I said, Jason, fix your youth sports. What's going on? Why are you pricing out the common kid? Why would you do such a thing? We're supposed to be talking to everybody now, and I feel like something that you are deeply embedded in, something that you're a part of, has now become outrageously expensive, and you seem to just be just cutting checks every step of the way.
It's, I mean, Owen knows this too. Owen's in this world or about to be in this world.
If I've been there. It costs approximately one radio producer salary per year.
That's why he's working. That's why he shows up every day.
I mean, I don't even want to. I didn't add it all up because I was afraid to. It would make me very, very sad. But I mean, I got a son who's going to be a freshman in high school. Three sports, football, swimming, and baseball. And I got a daughter who is now doing volleyball, cheer, and swimming. So you add all that up.
You want to tell people what the volleyball was?
Volleyball is $2,000 for 3 months, 4 months.
Oh my God. Thank God it's not year round.
Yeah. That's just from, I don't remember. I think it's December to like March or something like that. And then there's like, because the team, I was looking at the team. She's never played before, and she made their second best team. So they go to.
Wait a second. So she's a natural, or are they desperate for kids to fill out the team?
No, she's really athletic, and she's got some height to her too for her size. So she made their second team, and then I was looking at the schedule. I'm like, well, let's see. Last year they went to St. Louis, they went to Maryland, and they went to Florida. All right. So
they couldn't find enough volleyball competition within, so, I don't know, 30 miles.
Find out that this is his big deal. What about all the competition in your own town?
Well,
we used to travel to Lodi to play soccer every weekend because it's a convergence of Central Ohio and mm-hmm. Northeast Ohio. And he was very upset.
Well, this is I'm actually with Lima on this because
think there's enough in our town of
not in this town,
15,000.
No, but with. And maybe I'll come back to you next year at this time and say, yeah, I was wrong. But what we're trying to do with this team that we're building for next year is spend more on the training and teaching and development with pros and less on travel budgets to go all over the country and just do tournaments, Sandusky, Youngstown.
This is
Columbus.
For baseball.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I understand baseball. Why you're doing that. You're in a different age group than I am.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
You're going into high school.
Yep.
It's pretty important for that.
Also, development. Like Owen, your kid is a standout wrestler, and your kid knows.
Which one, Anthony? There's so many.
Well, I mean, you've had one that's been.
I have one that's in Fargo right now that cost me $1,800.
Right, right. And for two tournaments. It could have been more. It could have been way more than that, right? Couldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if he wanted to eat and things like that. Yeah.
But he's got a cut. There's no eating. No, there's only
come on.
There's only the opposite.
He rolled in 0.4 under yesterday in the weigh-ins. It was great.
Did he wear the fat suit on the airplane?
We don't talk about that.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I understand, like, at the pinnacle of, like, say, high school basketball, what are you seeing now? Kids are joining the academies.
It's all AAU.
They're AAU. They are playing their high school ball. If they're so good that they can truly not just get a D1 scholarship, but we're talking if they have their sights set on possible professional basketball. They're just foregoing high school basketball in Ohio, in Indiana. It doesn't matter. Even though we've had good high school basketball in these states over the years, they're just going right to Florida.
Yeah.
Right? Or
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spire now. Spire yeah. just poached the coach that was one of the top national recruiters in the country, right? So you're seeing that. I understand at the highest levels. What age group are we talking here, Jason?
He's 15.
Does he
freshman?
Does he need to be? Does talent? Does the opposition matter that much? Even if you told me all the best players are down in the South, right?
Yeah.
Or wherever.
Yeah.
Wherever. I could certainly understand that. Places where they play year-round baseball. I could understand that. But what are the goals of your child? Is it just to get as far as he or she can? Or are we looking at the goals to put them in place to get a D1 scholarship? You know, what are the goals? And does travel, is that the only way to go about meeting those goals?
Well, honestly, the thing that I think I'm most sad about or disappointed about is the fact that, like, it's almost impossible to do three sports anymore. You can't do it. And my son's still trying to play three sports. So it's baseball in the summer, football in the fall, and swimming in the winter. And actually, swimming might be his best sport of all of them. But the swimming practices overlap with the baseball yeah. training in the winter. Baseball, and forget about vacations, like family vacations. I joke with my wife, our next vacation is going to be 2031 now. Because baseball ends in mid-July. Football begins at the start of July. You can't go there. They're swimming over Christmas break. Can't go there. And it's just, there's no windows to do anything. And so, like, the thing that I said, like, the reason that we are pumping literally tens of thousands of dollars into these children is I want him to tell them no. I don't want them to tell him no. And you have to do it now. Like, if for him to get
you
a
really feel you have to.
Yeah. Oh, you, yeah. If you don't, you will be behind. Your kid will be behind. If you don't do year-round training or at least off-season training, they will not keep up. And like, what's the goal? My goal, I think my son is going to play college somewhere. I'm not saying he's going to be Division I mm-hmm. Ohio State. Not saying that. He will play a sport at a college somewhere. He's a really good athlete, really big kid, loves working out, strong. So he'll play something somewhere. I just don't know what that sport's going to be. And I told him, we had a conversation last week, we're getting to the point you're going to have to choose. Like, something's going to have to go because you just don't have enough time in your day to be able to keep up with all three. And that's the disappointing part. Because what I mean, not to go old man yelling at the clouds, but when we were in school, you could easily play three sports. And I think there's benefit to that. I remember talking to Travis Kelce's dad about it. And Travis's dad, Ed, absolutely said, hockey helped make him the football player that he is today. And cross training is really a thing. And he's against kids just specializing in one sport. I mean, you know, at 12 and 13 now, kids are dropping all these other sports and they're picking one sport. I think it's wrong, but that's the world that we're in.
I also think there's a class to it. And you'll hear most pro athletes say, I want my kid to do everything. Well, you're also in a different position than I am.
Yeah.
With the ability to be able to do all these things at the right time, right?
Yeah.
And also, when you're a famous, even if it's locally famous athlete, the door opens a little easier.
Oh, sure.
For your child, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I agree with you on the, you've got to learn to, or they've got to pick one, right? If they want to, we're trying to work with that on the youngest one who's really good at two sports.
Yeah.
And loves a third one, right?
Yeah.
And he's only going into sixth grade. So I'm like, no, we're still doing everything.
Right.
But the one that's going to be a junior in high school had to, we talked about it on this show. He wasn't going to play football in high school, right? He was going to wrestle. That's his first love. And he knew that if he wanted to be able to start as a freshman, he had to start that training in September. And you can't do that
mm-hmm.
if you're playing football, right?
Yeah.
And at the same time, if you're giving away that time to another sport, now the other sport, you're falling behind, and now you're going to be, you know, middle, maybe a little above average in both things instead of at the top of one and maybe not at the other. And then does your child want to just be another kid in that sport, or does he want to be the guy, or the girl?
And when, I mean, Owen knows this, I coached his son in our rec team. I was always rec dad. Like, I did not believe in travel. I kept AJ in rec all through up until 12 years old.
Plus, the price was right.
Oh, the price is free, yeah. And I coached him, and, like, I thought he was he became an okay player. He was okay. But then when we entered the travel, and we were really late getting to the travel world. We were really late. He was 13, and 12 going into 13. And it sounds insane to say you're late. We were really late, and he had a lot of catching up to do. When I took him and then started doing the training with him and taking him to these facilities, I saw how that I really wasn't as good of a coach as I thought I was.
I remember those conversations that we had beforehand and then immediately afterwards, like, whoa, I didn't know.
And then I saw the way that they broke his swing all the way down to nothing and rebuilt it back up. And I was like, yeah, you really are a pretty crappy coach because you didn't actually teach him what you thought you were teaching him. But that's what you have to do. If for them to play at even a division two level.
Do you think, boy, this is the question that kind of jumps to the top of my head, which is, are all these sports at every level? We talk about basketball all the time, how much more skilled the kids are, ball handling and shooting, than they were when I was younger. But is the sport better at certain ages, right?
Basketball, no.
Well, are all these sports so far advanced that you feel like you're behind? Or is it just that, man, we just have this in our heads that if these kids went up, right, with all this money that they're dumping into individual skills and travel teams and all that comes with the, obviously, the gear and the expenses in baseball, it's the bats and this and that. If you put these kids up toe-to-toe with kids from 20 years ago, 40 years ago, are they that much better with all that money?
Yes. They would blow them off the field. So the baseball, I probably shouldn't name it, but the baseball facility where I took AJ, I walked in the first day when they were like assessing him and everything. And remember the Proteus machine that Mahomes was using in the court? Yeah, they had one of those. For 10, 11, and 12-year-olds, they had a Proteus machine. And I'm like, I had one water weight and one rusty dumbbell when I was a kid, and that was weight training. And these kids now have literally $1 million worth of equipment at their disposal. It's not even close to what the kids...
Is it making them better athletes?
Yeah.
All that money.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Like, I know forever we'd say LeBron spends $1 million on his body, even though, like, Tristan Thompson is...
And not every child is the same.
Did he really?
Not every child is the same, but I think a lot of children see the investment that you've put into them, and their effort level is different as well.
And that's the agreement I had with AJ. I'm like, listen, if you put in the work, I have no problem paying for it. If you don't put in the work, we're not paying for it. And he loves to work. So that hasn't been an issue. But kids today are so much better and so much more advanced than what we were at that age. But and a whole other conversation is how AAU has destroyed basketball. That's a whole totally different conversation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.